Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, shit. What's that, who kid?
Right. Nigga.
New Onyx. My D.
Shit like that. No sense.
Hold up.
You heard? Let's do this right.
Yeah, niggas, get back.
Hold up, this is for my thugs in the block. For my one-stop niggas that be hugging the spot. Sitting on crates, getting loaded.
Reach out to Chris.
Dodge them jakes, fit it, have to cover they face. Kicks and tie, big truck with chicks inside. In too deep, trying to sell bricks on the side. See no games, with real niggas from the hoods. Car titles get lost, some niggas get jumped. For God, forgive me if a nigga cross the fam. Holding the heat, the streets will make you force your hand. For my wild crew, sets the new guns off the roof. To them slick dudes, hot and they working a phone booth. Cause Lord knows I'm gonna reload and bust back. Incredible gas, indicted for a federal rap. They ain't up low enough, shot shredded they hat. Murdered and gone, nigga, it's a medical fact.
Hold up.
This is for my gangster team. And my dime little mommies rockin' Tim's and jeans. When it's on, though, we ain't afraid to clap some things.
Can't forget, Big D, the Weatherman.
This is for my gangster team.
Universal.
And my dime little mommies rockin' Tim's and jeans. When it's on, though, we ain't afraid to clap some things. In the club, getting bent,
come on,
crazy. Hold up. This is for my chicks in the spot. All my butt side bitches that be pushing them drop. Playing the gate, get in my, get those pace. Hustle that face, 7 G's below.
Nah, stop.
Project chick, different whips, cruising the strip. Getting money for tuition, go to school and she strip. Killing the club, where niggas dicks get hard. Murder mommy set you up, niggas break your
drama king.
I'm a soul if a chick try to set my team. I'm dying to up, rep to the death for Queens. On my staircase, niggas keep flipping them jumps. On my out of state, niggas keep getting them ones. Guns in the air, hit you with invisible glass. That mean you never see it coming, nigga. 52 shots, I'm taking your block. Nigga, if you like it or not, you either go or get rushed. I guess not. Hold up, this is for my gangster team. And my dime little mommies rocking Tim's and jeans. When it's on, no, we ain't afraid to clap some things. In the club, getting banked, going crazy. Hold up, this is for my gangster
team. Don't forget,
and my dime
this brand new Bionic.
Come on, girl, come Y'all know how it is. It's your man DJ Big Stu in the building. As promised, like I promised y'all today, we got my man in the building, Fredro in the building. What's good, Fredro Star?
What up, fam? You already know what it is, man.
I want to thank you for coming through. We know you're a busy man. We know you're doing big things. We got to thank you for coming through, man.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm going to show my support, man. You know what I'm saying? If it's real hip-hop involved, I'm going to definitely tune in and be involved with that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Now, first thing we got to ask you, Fredro, man, because everybody want to know, like, what's up with you now? We know a lot about your past, but what's going down with you now?
Right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm chilling. I've been touring for the last 2 or 3 years. We've been in Europe, man, just touring the world, and Onyx turned into a touring rap group. Like we was, like, the first rap group to go to Mongolia, you know what I'm saying, in Russia and Switzerland. So we've been doing a lot of touring for the last 2 or 3 years, me and Sticky, you know what I'm saying, my cousin Stick Fingers, you know what I'm saying. So we just been doing that, working on new music, new movies, you know, all the same things we've been doing.
Now, what's the difference from doing it now to like when y'all was doing it together, when y'all three, y'all was real young and everything was fresh and y'all kind of took over the nation?
I mean, yo, when we first of all, I want to say, you know what I'm saying, before I even go further, you know, rest in peace to my dude, Jam Master Jay, because, you know what I'm saying, without Jay, I wouldn't even be on the phone talking to you now. So, I mean, we came in 1993, so it's been 20 years, man. We've been doing this 20 years in the game. It's our 20th anniversary, you know what I mean? Big DS ain't here no more. Rest in peace to Big DS. X1, you know what I'm saying, was all over the Shut Him Down album. You know what I'm saying? He ain't here no more. Rest in peace to that man. So, that's the difference right there. The soldiers we started with, a lot of them ain't here no more. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the energy changed up a little bit. But me and Sticky, we still got the flags up with the mad face. We still repping. You know what I'm saying? We still act against 93. You know what I'm saying? When at the show, kids is getting because like we've been out 20 years. The first album, Back the Fuck Up, came out 93. We got kids at the show that's 16, 17 years old. They wasn't even born when the record was out. So it's just crazy how hip-hop just goes from generation to generation, man. You know what I'm saying?
Now, do you find yourself nowadays, are you helping new artists yourself? Are you producing or are you just staying focused on your own career?
Nah, I'm always looking for new artists. You know what I'm saying? I'm working with some new artists. My brother, you know what I'm saying? My family, my little brother, Gutter. You know what I'm saying? Him and Smooth. That's my other little brother. They got their thing, the Gremlin Gang popping. Sticky little brother, Zoo, he rocking too. We're going to put an album out with my younger brothers called Nepotism. You know what I'm saying? Nepotism is when you put somebody in your family on in the business that you're in. So we doing an album with them probably next year. But, yeah, we always looking for new artists. I got my nigga Roy U. Stacks from Queens. I'm rocking with him. You know what I'm saying? So we always looking for the new talent, and I'm appreciating the new talent that's coming out. You know, the new kids from New York that's bringing that real hip hop back. I'm feeling that.
Where do you think rap is at now, man? Like when you look back at it from back to time, where is that? Do you think it's going into a good place, or you think it's just getting too watered down?
I mean, it depends on where you looking to find. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you want soul food, you got to go to a soul food restaurant. You know what I'm saying? So whatever type of hip-hop you listen to, you can find it. You know what I'm saying? But if you're listening to the radio, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get what the radio and what the big corporations is pushing on you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get programmed. They program you. It's a lot of money behind that. You know what I'm saying? So when you're on that level, hip-hop to me is not a place. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of popish. It's a lot of house music type of hip hop going on, and I ain't really feeling that, but you know, to each his own. You know, if I want to listen to an artist, I want to rock with, I go on the internet, download a mixtape from Dat Piff or something. So I'm always listening to what I want to listen to. So hip hop is always good to me. You know what I'm saying?
Now, when you dudes came out, y'all was like a trendsetter. Y'all like set a whole style. Y'all had cats going to get the ball heads and all that. You know, I'm from Harlem, so I know like it came all the way from Queens to Harlem, the Bronx.
Right.
Now, you don't see stuff like that in rap no more. I mean, do you feel that's missing? Like when a group come out, they be so fly and everybody be so with them, like it's a real movement with them.
I mean, I think so. I mean, I think you got certain groups that's coming up from New York, and I like the ASAP Rocky kids. You know what I'm saying? They represent New York in a way. But like you said, when we came out, it was like you said, it was a movement because it was just more than us. You know, we had Jam Master Jay behind us. We had the whole Def Jam behind us. You know, and at the time when we came out, you got to understand, Snoop and them niggas was crushing the buildings. You know what I'm saying? Like, New York was, we was quiet. You know, it wasn't really nothing really popping in New York. Dr. Dre and them niggas had everything locked down. So when we came out, it was just like, yo, New York is here. You know what I'm saying? We represented the whole New York of hip-hop. It wasn't just Queens. Like, we put New York on our back, and New York felt that. So New York was with us. You know what I'm saying? All the shows was, you know, it was a movement. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that was Jam Master Jay being a leader of that movement. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what I see now, though, like a lot of New York rappers, they go out of town, they be getting into mad beefs and all that. Now, it seemed like Onyx didn't have that. It seemed like wherever Onyx went, the crowd accepted y'all. They was waiting for y'all. They was waiting to jump up in the slam. You know, but when I see some New York cats go now, sometimes it be like they go to another town. It's a whole other crew waiting for them, not to see their show, but just to beef with them. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
nah. We went through that. We went through that too. We went, yo, every show we did, it was some dudes waiting on us. But, you know, we was rolling with the 100 Mad, Fish and Nash, and we used to take, like, in Queens, they had, like, the nine car. Like, it'd be like a van to take you from, you know what I'm saying, Rockaway Boulevard to Jamaica Avenue. We used to take the nine cabs full with dudes going to the show. So we was at the shows 50 deep, 100 deep. So when it popped off, we was always, you know what I'm saying, we was always ready, you know what I'm saying, because we had that love with us. Everybody got in. You know what I'm saying? We used to roll so deep. Like, if the promoter was paying us, we would have to pay the promoter back some of his money he gave us because we got so many people in with us, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we had to figure it out and work through battles too. But, yeah, we went through it too, man, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing easy. Everything was a battle, man. You know, 20 years later, we still here. We've been through a lot, man.
Like the movies, man. Like how you get into that? Like when you start getting to the movies, you know, you showed a wider range of your talents. Both of y'all, you and Sticky, actually.
Right. Shit, I mean, we just following the footsteps, like, you know, that Doc, you know, niggas like Ice Cube, mm-hmm. Ice-T, you know, Run DMC was in movies before us. LL and all of them was in movies. I mean, that's every ghetto kid dream is to be in a movie, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't no acting school or, you know what I'm saying? It was like I went to school to be an actor or none of that. It was just like, you know, I think everybody sit at home at one point in their time and they know the scenes to different movies. Like a nigga might know the whole Menace of Society scene or, you know what I'm saying, growing up watching different movies. And once I got put in that position, I was just like, yo, this is, you know, this is a blessing right here, and I appreciated it. You know, Forrest Whitaker put me in the game. Like, when I auditioned for Strap, that was the first movie I did. I never did nothing. I ain't even know what a movie camera looked like. You know what I'm saying? But he gave me the opportunity, and I just really took it seriously. You know what I'm saying? Because this was a way out of, you know what I'm saying, way out of the hood. This is a hustle. So that's what it was for me. It was passion, but it was also, you know what I'm saying, helped me get out the struggle. At the same time, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was, we're still doing it. We got a movie coming out right now called Caught on Tape. It's coming out February 5th, directed by my man Sticky Fingers, you know, written by Sticky Fingers. It's an all rap movie. We did The Day in the Life 2 years ago. This is the next one. This one got Cedric the Detainer in it, Vivica Fox, my man Keith Washington from Dreamgirls is in it. It's crazy. So, it's called Caught on Tapes. Come out February 5th. We still in the movie game, heavy. So now
y'all in the movie game doing like with your own film company now, with y'all doing being the producers and executives and the directors of that of the situation.
Yeah. Stick got his company, Major Independence. He produced that joint. You know what I'm saying? He produced it, directed it, and I got my film company. You know what I'm saying? My man David the Jew, called Mad Fresh Media. So we working, man. We've been in Hollywood since 96, nigga. We've been out here since Pac was out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been out here for a minute. So, you know, we ain't going nowhere. We still doing these movie shits. And I got a movie coming out called Diamond Rough. That'll be out this summertime. I shot that in CT, Connecticut. But that'll be out in the summertime with me, Snoop from The Wire, my man Dennis White from the Biggie movie in the joint. You know, that's, the movie is crazy, man. So we still doing that, but we working on the Onyx album right now, the Cuzzo joint. That'll be out in the summertime.
Okay. Now, do you plan to have a lot of features on that, of a lot of new cats? Like, you're going to bring the old Onyx style with some new cats, or you just going to come straight up on how y'all used to be?
Nah, we going to mix it up. We going to get some features. And, you know, whoever want to pay homage, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is 20th anniversary. We going to get at niggas. We feel, you know what I'm saying, that Onyx fill in the game, you know what I'm saying, as far as lyricists and artists, niggas that we, that you know what I'm saying, that we like. You know what I'm saying? We going to get at them. If they want to pay homage, let it be. If not, then we going to keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? But the record is going to be crazy. So we going to always bring that raw street energy. And since we in Hollywood, it ain't really nothing changed because, nigga, my mind is always in the hood. I'm always back in Queens and ain't nothing really changed. The music ain't really changing, you know what I'm saying? We not changing with the times of music. We doing us, and we always going to bring that hard energy. That's what we do.
And when you come back to the hood and you see, and a young cat see you, you know, how do they look at you, you know? Some of the young cats, you know, because like you said earlier, a lot of them wasn't even born when you was doing your thing. So do they look at you like you're a legend when you come back into Queens, or is it like is just always a little dude trying to take your title when you come back to the hood? Like some cats.
I'm too far in the game for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? If they want to take my title, it's like you got to put that work in. You know,
yeah.
Like I said, when I go to the hood, I like to speak to the young kids, man, and let them know that there is a way out. And just really, really, you know what I'm saying, really go to the boulevard and really holler at them, you know what I'm saying? Like, really talk to them and let them know and figure out what it is, because I'm from the same place they from, you know what I'm saying? I was just doing the same thing they was doing 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying? So when they see me, I think it's more like inspiration, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that little nigga right there, he did his thing, and he's still doing his thing. So when I come back, it just shows that, yo, you can still do your thing and still come back and still be appreciated. You just got to know when to leave the hood. You know what I'm saying? You just got to know. You got to love your hood, but you got to know when to leave it, man. And that was what Jam Master Jay didn't realize. You know what I'm saying? You got to know when to come in and when to come out, because it's always going to be haters, like you said. It's always going to be somebody ready to take your slot. You just got to know how to move, man.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. So now, can I ask you, what is it that you don't like about the game now, when you look at it, what you don't like?
Oh, man, I just think the dress code is a little crazy, but, like, yo, who am I to say? When we was coming up, our pants used to be so baggy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could blow away when the wind was blowing.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? They had their waist size, 40 waist size with the belt, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It, you know, so who am I to say what these young niggas is doing? But all that tight shit, I ain't with it, man.
Tight joints, yeah.
Loosen it up a little bit, man. Come on, man. Loosen that shit up, B.
So
that's what they do, but, you know, I just think in hip-hop, I like it for whatever it is. I even like the whack shit in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I like it all. You know what I'm saying? I like the whack niggas. I like everything about this shit. I wouldn't change nothing about hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? This is just a way of life, and it's just, you can't change a way of life. You just got to keep living that shit.
So, like, do you still be going to the BET Awards or and stuff like that, or you just be on your grind and just be handling your business? You don't.
Yeah, we go to BET Awards, nigga. We try to go to the Golden Globe Awards. You know what I'm saying? We try to do bigger and better things,
that.
Man. Like, we try to turn it up to the next level. We already did the BET Awards, the Vibe Awards. Won a Soul Train Award, you know what I'm saying? When it's our time, we'll be at the awards again. I don't feel like I should be at the awards if I'm not getting one. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not a PDR. I'm not a professional dick rider. I ain't any of that. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? We always gonna hit the town. So
I think we got one of your peoples on the line trying to come in. Deep Stu Radio.
Who that?
Yo.
Who this?
Yeah, this is Ready Rock out of North Carolina, man. So shout out my friend Fredo, what's goody?
Oh, man, can't call it alcohol, it's popping.
Man, I'm out here, man. Where my honest people at, man?
Shit, you know, Sticky in the Cut, man. We coming, man. New album coming. We going to come that way, too. We got a tour coming called the 20th, 20 Years of Hip Hop coming that way. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to a lot of other dudes in the game who've been in the game 20 years. Naughty by Nature, you know what I'm saying? Laws of the Underground. Cypress Hills, Onyx, you know what I'm saying? Like, we going to put it together. M.O.P.
I need that,
so,
Onyx,
you know,
baby. I need that.
Yeah,
so
we here,
well, y'all should do a tour. Like, do y'all got a tour or something like that that's going down?
I mean, we trying to put something together, man, just with all the dudes who've been in the game for a while. We trying to put something real big together, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like what's missing. Like, y'all used to have a tours and stuff like that, and you heard that Onyx and maybe Naughty by Nature and all y'all was going to be somewhere. It used to be way bigger than when you hear a show now. When you hear a show now, it's like, all right, yeah. But back then when y'all used to come out, it used to be so much excitement. Like, it'd be so big, the whole...
Yo, we used to run through North Carolina crazy, South Carolina crazy. Like, so much love out there in the streets. When we come back, we know it's going to be the same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No doubt,
word.
No doubt. So,
that's what's up. You're shouting out for the 919, bro.
That's what it is, you heard? Shout out to my dudes in North Carolina, man. You know what I'm saying? My dudes from the Trey Folk. You know what I'm saying? My man B.I. and them dudes out there, man. You know what it is.
You know B.I.
Word.
Winston Salem.
So, you know, I just want to ask you a quick question. Now, you see the situation with, like, this Rick Ross situation. How did you guys avoid situations like that? You guys was wild. Like, it could have been easy for dudes like you said, you had somebody waiting for you, but you never heard no dudes like people all across the world waiting to get at Onyx. You only heard where people waiting to come to Onyx show and wild out and slam and bounce.
Where we came from, we was with the right people, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Top Top from Queens who was holding us down. I mean, we had the right people holding us down. Like I said, when you come into the game with somebody like Jam Master Jay, you know what I'm saying, who paved the way, and you know what I'm saying, he probably fought the battles. So when we came to the town, he already had, you know what I'm saying, everything was set up. Every time we went to, it was already set up. You know what I'm saying? We go to North Carolina, Jay got three dudes down there who got whoever we need. You know what I'm saying? We straight down there. Everywhere we went, we were straight because we came in the game with a legend. That was the beauty of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was, you know, Jay was a big part of the whole movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the leader. You know what I'm saying? He was the leader. I was the lieutenant. You know what I'm saying? And we ran it kind of like an army. It was very militant. So, you know, Onyx was real. We came with the logo, you know, the mad face. Everything was planned out. You know what I'm saying? We sat there and planned it out. Our lifestyle. We created our own world with the mad face and the back the fuck up and screaming crazy, because this is how we were feeling at the time. You know what I'm saying? My man just came home from the war. He was in the desert. He just came home. He was my road manager. So we was in war at the time. Like, shit was popping. And we was young adolescents, and we had that fire at the time, and the movement was just crazy. And the fire ain't never burned out.
And the crazy part about it, what I noticed is, like, y'all never rhymed about the streets, but not like cats do now, like the hustling part. Y'all rhymed about, like, y'all made music for the streets, that the streets.
Right. So the kid on the corner.
Rhymed about
right.
And glorified the streets, though.
I never really heard
songs like that, so honest.
I mean, shit, man. Like, the whole, even like the whole album, the All We Got Is Us album, the second album, it's everybody listen. Like, that album was dark. Like, we was going through shit, and we was putting that emotion on the music. Like, it wasn't, we're not going to talk about the cars or the $1 million deals niggas had. It wasn't about that. It was about, yo, we from Queens, we from South Suicide, Queens, and this is the last days, and this is how we feel. You know, this is how, you know, all we got is us. This is what we was feeling in our music. And I think our music touched more than the material. It was more than materialistic. It was just more realistic, you know what I'm saying? Music. Tupac, Biggie, music was built on emotions in the 90s. Right now, it's just built on, you know, what's going to play in the strip club or, you know, I don't know. It's coming back, though. It's coming back, and I'm feeling that.
Now, you was doing a little modeling at one time, wasn't you? Nah. Cause I know they were saying that, you know, I was seeing you in magazines where really fresh. It was just you were just fresh dipping. They were just putting you on the cover. You wasn't actually trying to model or nothing.
I was just. I mean, I did a little campaign for Levi's here and there, but I was just, you know, cameras up. That's it. I wasn't into all that modeling shit. That wasn't me.
I think my man Real Saddam in the building want to shout you out. Real Saddam, that's you, bro.
Yeah, you already know what it is, what it do, man. Yo, Fred, what up, cuz?
What up?
It's good.
Yeah, yeah. Beef Stew Radio, right. You already know what it is.
You know, I'm dropping by Beef Stew Radio. Fishing.
Yeah, definitely got to shout Reels out for the connection. That's my dude right there, man.
Yeah, Real, cool. Yo, gangsta Reels, you know what it is. Shout out to my man, Frank Wise, too. You know what I mean? Put everything together. So, I mean, this year's going to be a good year for hip-hop, man. And I just want to shout out to y'all brothers right there for keeping it alive, having a brother like me, you know what I'm saying, rocking with y'all, you know what I mean?
Come on, all day, man. That's what it is, man. You're a legend, man. Onyx, baby. Come on, let's get it.
Straight up. Sure. Hey, yo, and I want to let everybody know, I'm going to have Sticky call y'all the week his movie come out so he can promote that and let y'all know what he's doing, too. So,
sure,
got for my man Stick Singers in a couple
website,
of weeks.
We're going to support that, man. You know, I always, like I was telling my man Reels, I've been an Onyx fan. Like, I was really, real dope. Actually, one of my homies grew up with y'all, man, back in the days, man. He used to be in the barbershop with y'all back in the days over there.
Who that was, man, Reg?
Yeah, nah, that's my man, Reg Kid. His brother was Tyreek. I think Tyreek from out there. He used to be a barber up there.
Yeah, because, see, that's how we started, man. We started right at Jake Avenue, man.
Yo, word, I remember coming to the barbershop seeing you, son. You was kind of nice back in them days, though. A lot of cats don't know that.
I was the nicest barber. I was 17. I was the nicest thing in New York.
I would tell you, you had people lined up. I remember coming to the barbershop, you had people lined up for. That's when when the fade had all of the signs.
It was like crack money.
So, you know, let me ask you, man, do people ever come at you and be like, yo, you was one of the nicest barbers in New York? Like, nobody ever remember that about you?
Nah. When I go to Queens all the time, yo, I be seeing, like, it's crazy because I be seeing, like, kids that I cut their hair when they was, like, really, like, little, like, 3 years old. Like, you know what I'm saying? I see them, they, like, 20 years old. It's crazy because I'm like, yo, you used to cut my hair. I'm like, wow, these kids is like 6 feet tall, 20, college. And it's crazy. Like, yeah, people remember. I mean, it was a part of Queens history. Like, I was, when you write the book of Queens, we used to cut hair back in the barbershop. And it was just a time where it was just like the crazy time because it was like 86 and everybody was, you know, crack had just hit the neighborhoods. And every like the young kids that was coming and getting the haircuts was all the little drug dealer dudes from the neighborhood that was our age. Mm-hmm. But these dudes was rocking around in Porsches, BMW, 17 years old, Benzes, and we was cutting all their hair in the neighborhood. So, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I had a lot of heavy cats coming at barbershop. I know.
G-Rap used to come in, you know what I'm saying? Scuba Scrap came through at the time. That's when Designs was crazy. We had a little name. My man Waterbed Rag Stick was up in there. We had Jamaica popping. My man Oz. It was a good time, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what's up. So my man Mello.
Right, well, we don't cut hair no more, man.
But, you know, I respect that, though, because, you know, like, every one of us have something that we did to get to the top, you know. And I respect the fact that you still, like, kick it. Like, yeah, like, you just, the way you just said it, you ain't brushing off. You like, oh, yeah, I was the best in New York. See, I respect that fact, because whatever you did, you was the best at, you know. And all
right.
Cats do that,
right.
You know.
I was getting money, man, you know what I'm saying? And I'm allergic to gel, man. You know, it wasn't my thing, so. That it's just people got to know what they do and do what they do good. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. When niggas try to front and stay out and go in another nigga lane, that's when they crash and shit. So I was in my lane doing me for real.
There's more ways to hustle, man, than just drugs, man, you know. Get barbershop money is great money, you know. Shit, this niggas, like you said, pushing Porsches. I know niggas pushing Porsches from cutting hair.
But like this. I'm taking the drug dealer niggas money, so I was cool. and then at the same time when we caught the deal with Jay, you know, we were still in the barbershop at the time when we heard Throw Your Guns on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And then that transcended from okay, these niggas was in on Jamaica Ave cutting hair get money. Now these niggas on the radio, now the drug dealer niggas is at our shows too, you know what I'm saying? So it was, the movement was official. Everybody was real around us. You know what I'm saying? Like, the niggas seen the transition. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to just come to the show because I know these niggas is not rap. No, these niggas knew us from the start. They seen the transition, and niggas respected that.
So,
you know what I mean?
What would you tell a cat now that's trying to be in your footsteps, man? What would you tell a young brother?
Man, don't create your own path, man. Don't even try to walk in my lane. Create your own path, man, and that's gonna be better. Let somebody try to be you. You know what I'm saying? But I looked up to niggas like LL when I was out. I looked up to, like, he was my, like, you know, idol type nigga. Like, he was the person that wanted, he made me want to rap. You know, I seen LL, his whole style. Like, yo, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. So if I get somebody inspiration to do that, that's cool, but do it their own way. That's what I say.
So I want to thank you, man. Before you go, man, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but you got any shout-outs, any people you want to show some love to, man, before we get up out of here?
Yeah, shout the whole 100, Matt, you know what I'm saying? Shout to all Good Friday Entertainment, Stick Fingers, Dave the Jew. That's about it, man. Everybody else know what it is.
Once again, man, Beef Stew Radio, it's your man DJ Big Stu. Fredro, man, I really want to thank you for coming through. And like you said, man, when y'all put Sticky, put that movie out, man, make sure y'all here to talk about it, man. We got to talk about it.
Yeah, photo tape, February 5th, man, lock in. I'm going to have Sticky calling right before that come out.
No doubt. Good looking, fam. So on that note, we're going to go out with some Onyx shit, man. Ready
for
that?
Yeah, play some Onyx shit, Last Days or something crazy, I don't know, whatever y'all got, just play that shit.
All right. Once again, be
ready. Back, light up. You heard?
All right. That's what I'm getting ready to do right now, Fredro. Light up and take it back to some memories and shit.
That's what it do. I'm tuned in.
Let's do it. Be Stu Radio.
Right, one.
Everybody wanna sound grimy.
Yeah,
I'm a Yo, yo, about to hit the club. On which truck I'm driving tonight? It's like, on which hole I'm fucking tonight? Joe, where should I take it to the edge? Water cliffs the back of Southside Jamaica. Bitches be like, where they get their clothes from? Ministry like, where they get their phones from? Niggas be like, where they get their clothes from? Posting up in the club with guns and wrist bones and nothing when the cops come, I act dumb. What weed officer, what gats, huh? Shit, I told the judge, this is love, my nigga. This is thicker than blood, sticky, my cuss said. How the hell I got home last night? I blew 20 G's in one night. But all I remember, two hoes from Virginia, out cold like December. Neighbors be like, how could they afford that trip they get? What these boys do for a living, shoot. But it must be drugs, cause they have wild parties and they dress like thugs. Ask myself, but why flooded the watch, flooded the chain? Why cop the Benz at 100 and change? Why I'm stuck in my ways and took back the new Hummer, wanna beat the new range? They all say, say that one more time, I ain't playing that. That's the last straw. Cop back the four, put his brains on the wall, I'm in the club. And if these little groupies is giving it up, should I try to spin game to a friend or just hug? What the hell I told them? I took them home by the morning in the younger folks.
A big God joke, cause I don't know how we made it out of them projects. Should I cop the Ben Cooper to try flex? Should I do it out of spite? 20 niggas on the bike doing willies through the lights. Hoes is like, I guess they from New York, the way that they talk. I guess she from LA, the way that she walk. Or will you wanna chill, put your ass on the back and we can slide through the hill, baby, it's real. Or what you fools thinking, you must have forgot. Why your bitches call me fire, cause a nigga hot. Why I got into Medina, look butter in the Beamer. Chicks flummy in the fever, kids is like, yo.
Shut him down. be extorted. Kidnapping for ransom and some shit that you don't want to get caught. Back in the days of Gordon, scared to rob the guy from not to hide. Stayed on the job, but it's only the mob. Work going back to the earth so soon. Work making my shit so cool. No doom, for the draped off and the no doom. You know about the pine box, money going out with knives. On top, you're gonna stamp when they pull out 29 shots. You like kill up your crew? I ain't gonna rest. Don't take a whole lot of your best. Don't want your lungs, you gotta burn out your chest. Act your age.
F-I-N-G-A's with the crazy change. You're blazing doors for days and days and grazing amazing. I'm the glaze of lazy, the purple hazing. Hard of these phasing. Lord, all the telling them raising. Out of the underground, I'm gunning them down with a thunder pound. We torn up. He turns dumb quick when the gun clicks. Lying in your rhymes, worse than lying on your dick. In the morgue, admit the dogs, I'm the rock while I'm a cop. Cocaine killer, I sniff gunpowder. Throw your real willies, throw your rollies in the sky. Now all my crooks, rob the players outside. I'm so hype, I'll take your life, better have my dough right.
Sometimes you gotta take them back and move them forward. Talk to
them. I done burnt down blocks, paid off cops, broke bread with niggas, ate off the top. Money round the clock, the shit don't stop. Everything glittery, wrists on rock. Sold it by the pounds, get it off the dock. Holes all around, bitches by the flop. Niggas wanna do me like Big Doe.
We can play Moe that kid though. You see the neck wrist head glow. With them whips, I'm a nympho. I'm so souped up, lento. Yeah, baby mom, she a nympho. She brought it back like Ty Boogie. That's when I let it go like the 9 milli. Blocker, blocker. Bubble bath, rosé flow, the dough dropper.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Yeah, dough chaser, never the hoe chaser. Hard to keep her, easy to replace her. Pretty face her, slim waist her. Take her downtown to eat, but don't chase her. The eraser, who you want gone? Bosses are dozers, kings of pawns. This is Harlem, sedan of the coupe. What? The shake of the chicken noodle soup. Niggas. Trends of the street, speak to the beat. What? The lubies of the doobies, yeah. The diamonds of the rubies. Ha. The Uggs, the phones, the false, the truths. The kings, the 13s, the reds and the blues. Ha. We got it all in twos, where they cop a lot of drugs and drink a lot of booze. Nothing used, sleep borrower in it. It's too much grot to ever try to spin it. Come on.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
I go on and 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 getting that paper till the morning. On and 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 we getting that paper till the morning.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
The movie. Damn sure is a movie.
That's right, nigga.
Don't you judge me.
Look in the mirror, nigga.
Yeah.
Judge
yeah.
That, bitch.
Fucking these high price hoes with these bad ass attitudes.
They like to make
watch me
bad.
Take the game to another altitude.
We on Pluto.
Can't fly every day on my agenda for the bullshit. Getting money, all I remember. Don't you judge me. Don't you judge me.
don't deliver water flowing like a river. I pledge allegiance to the streets. This is big business. Cold silence. Just to stand beside me. These bitches cause a riot. It's red bottoms everywhere I go. We get money in the hood, nigga, that for sure. Go to Vegas with them elephant knives. Smashing on this bitch with them jello shots. I had them shots just pulling up like what the bomber
cloud. Don't you love me?
Vampires are an intrusive race, not a topic you welcome into merely because they've been bitten. Vampire has no mercy, no regrets. He could change shapes. He could be sitting right next to us right now and...
I love him light. Yeah. Short, tall, thick, thin, and back one more game.
All right.
But it's this one little particular situation I need to tell y'all about.
You did.
I met a honey about a week ago. I got a little, but I need some more. I ain't the only one to learn her curves. A matter of fact, forget what you heard. She's all, she's all that and more.
Beat to Radio.
Her reputation ain't squeaky clean. A little gossip ain't phasing me. So go ahead, say what you want.
Thank you.
Oh, hear this. Original Lover Man Show. I'm not a bro man. Come forgive the girls.
Come on, girl. on the MIC with the SS double double U. It's a BB going downtown. Let me see if we all in together now. Make it move better now. Listen, I ain't sweating no competition. Flow, going that low like I'm fishing.
Another chapter from the Wu-Tang book. Take a look and repeat. Killer bees never see. Non-stop, put you on the chopping block. Unorthodox, attitude that melts the pot.
I'll do anything, I'm showing to you. Right here, I'm weak downtown with the weird.
Boom, kaboom,
yeah, who stepped in the room? The SS double double.
told you keep it, but you better not touch it. She's mine from head to toe. Every little stitch, cause the Corby Love said so. CL Smooth, right to left. We got DJ Pete Rock, Novella, and Eddie F. The basic black attack to pick up the slack. Jeans ripping far from a new jack.
Oh yeah, I'm
I am the big one. Bubble A, Chief West, and my man Love. I am in the middle. Big ball. So your young lady, just step off the tip. I am the one with the sure, sure. I am the one who can stand with me. You always getting funky on me.
call it a day and throw my towel in, cause it seems that I can't win. So I'll carry on being an overweight lover, lover, lover.
Everybody for tuning in. Definitely thank my man Fredro Star. He was definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? Tune in to Friday night, the ladies' night. She got a big guest on her show. She got the legendary Red Rum. The legendary Kingpin Red Rum will be in the building on ladies' night. Yes, that's true, y'all. Legendary Red Rum will be in the building tomorrow night. You know, not tomorrow night, on Friday night. We're going to sit down and kick it with him. Got some more stuff to come, man. I'm going to let y'all know who's going to be on the show tomorrow. I'm going to let Facebook got it going on, man. So make sure y'all be there. Once again, it's Beach Street Radio. Your man DJ Big Stu. Not ready to drop on y'all. New single for Mo Money, my man, my partner. Featuring me, my man Tony Stan. Actually produced by me and featuring my man Tony Stan. Double joint up, Dive Story, Escape the Movie. Call This UFO is bumping on the charts right now. Big shout out to my homie Dominique Natty and Natty Celebs. Big shout out to them, man, no doubt. That's my peoples. They definitely be holding me down. Definitely. Big shout out to a lot of people, man. Big shout out to all the people, man. Big shout out to everybody that at SOHH.com. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to people at Mega City VIP Magazine. Shout out to y'all. No doubt, definitely. You know what I mean? We trying to do it big here at Beef Stew Radio. Shout out to my team, 110. They doing big things, man. They making mad moves. East Side, stand up. Shout out to the whole crew, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Big Boo, while I'm running around doing this movie thing. He's holding the showboat down, making it get bigger and bigger. We doing the winter thing, and that's another thing. Make sure y'all go through, you know, y'all go to the showboat. If you in New York, if you in Manhattan, every Tuesdays and Wednesdays, make sure y'all go to 100th Street and 1st Avenue, the high school AES High School. We be up in the building on the third floor, Showboat Classic Basketball Tournament going down. It's going fire. We in the building. This is our year, 2013. We are in the building. Just want to give a shout out to a lot of people that's been hitting me up saying, yo, congratulations, seeing the write-ups that we've been getting about the movie. A lot of people found out that you know, a lot of y'all that don't know, I executive produced Somebody's Gotta Die, which was written and directed by my boy Nat Williams and my man Nat Nelson and my man Malik Burns, a.k.a. Mo Money and Nat One, came to me, and we put the thing out, and we became number one underground urban movie of the year. Go check Don Diva Magazine. We blowing up. So, you know, we hot right now. We got big expectations on our new film that's coming out. It's called East Side Story. If you haven't heard about it, or you've seen the advertisements, or you just caught the buzz because it's a big buzz. It takes place in East Harlem. Not a great movie. Funny, drama, sad. Got it all in it. It's a real hood joint. You know, we already got one hood classic, and we ain't trying to toot our horn, but we're going to make another hood classic. All right, so make sure that. So this next song I'm playing is another single off that joint right there. And then I'm going to get up out of here, man. You know what I mean? Once again, I'll be back tomorrow with some more great artists. Got my man Side, my man the OG. Got an OG. I'm surprised I got a super OG on tomorrow. Super all the way called, man. We blowing up our Beef Stew Radio, man. The next 3 days, straight up and down, just check my Facebook page every morning because I'm going to show you who's on the roster. Who is on the roster? Just check my Facebook page, son. Hit me at Twitter. Follow me at Twitter, Beef Stew Radio. Go to Facebook.com/Beef Stew Radio. You can go hit me up if you want to tell. I'm going to put Sticky Fingers and Fredro, new stuff, a lot of information, the new Onyx stuff, everything that you need to know about the comeback of Onyx. We're going to have that on the Beef Stew Radio website. Going to do that. That's my man Sticky and my man Fredro and my man Real Saddam. So we're going to do that. We got mad love for Onyx here, and we're going to do what we got to do to help him get back. So, that's what we do, man. In the name of the Lord, I want to thank everybody for tuning. Got to give a shout out to my homies, to my crew. We doing it big all across the USA.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs. DJ.
Make sure if you want to get into the meet and greet that's out in Chicago, hit me up and I'll get you the information. When you, a lot of you rap artists, you're trying to get your stuff known and all that. You want to go to this conference, hit me up. Hit me up at DJ Big Stu at BeefStuRadio.com. And, I'm going to give you the info and how you can do it, and I'm going to pass you on to a person that definitely can, give you the info on how to get out in Chicago, man, at the meet and greet thing that we do in the Block Club DJs. It's real big. It's an annual joint. It's real big. A lot of DJs is from all over the country, DJs from all over the world. Yours truly will be out there out in Chicago. So if you're trying to go to the conference, come holler at me, man. Holler back at me. Also, in July, make sure if you're trying to go to the Underground Music Awards, definitely call at me too because we're trying to do big things there. Beef Stu Radio, we might be sponsoring a party out there. We might be sponsoring. We're still working that out. We're working that part of the game out, but we'll see. But we're going to be out there. We're going, but we're going to know if we're going to actually be, if Beef Stu is actually going to be the host of one of the parties and the sponsor of one of Beef Stu Radio, be actually the sponsor and I'll be the host of one of the Underground Music Awards parties. But we're working on that. So that's what we're doing, Beef Stu Radio. We're trying to blow up. So, for your further ado, we'll play this hot joint. We kind of killing them right now. We got the hottest mixtape in the game, man. People, that's what they're saying on the net. I'm feeling good about it. I'm still working, though. I'm still hungry. It ain't got me souped up. It's got me open. I'm working these dudes to death in the studio. We go to the studio, I'm working them to death. Believe me when I tell you that. And they putting that, and they coming out with the great work. So let's just do it. Another hot Harlem.
Yo, Mo, sometimes you gotta take them back and move them forward. Talk to them.
I done burnt down blocks, paid off cops, broke bread with niggas, ate off the top. Money round the clock, shit don't stop. Everything glittery, wrists on rock. Sold it by the pounds, get it off the dock. Holes all around, bitches by the fly. Niggas wanna do me like Big Doe. We can play Mo that kid though. You see the neck, wrist, head glow. With them wits, I'm a nympho. I'm so souped up, lento. Your baby mom, she a nympho. She bought it back like Top Boogie. That's when I let it go like the 9 milli. Blocker, bubble bath, rosé flow, the dough dropper.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Yeah, dough chaser, never the hoe chaser. Hard to keep her, easy to replace her. Pretty facer, slim waster. Take her downtown to eat, but don't taste her. The eraser, who you want gone? Boss is a dozer, kings of pawns. This is Harlem, sedan of the coupe. What? The shake of the chicken noodle soup. Niggas. Trends of the street, speak to the beat. What? The lubies of the doobies, yeah. The diamonds of the rubies. Oh. The ugs, the phones, the false, the truths. The kings, the 13s, the reds and the blues. Ha. We got it all in twos, where they cop a lot of drugs and drink a lot of booze. Nothing used, we borrow in it. It's too much grout to ever try to spin it. Come on.
Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
I go on and 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 getting that paper till the morning. On and 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 we getting that paper till the morning.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Beats
Hispanic.